the rest of the story. The tiny windows of George's cabin burned like glowing eyes in the shadowy night, and those who passed spoke in worried whispers of what was going on inside. George Gist was his name. Half Cherokee Indian, a moody fellow, a brooding dreamer, some said, though others insisted he was in league with the devil. Those who feared the worst were George's fellow tribesmen, for they'd peered in through his cabin windows after dark, and they'd observed him drawing strange symbols by hearthlight, the signs of evil spirits, perhaps. The witchcraft of George Gist must be put to an end, it was declared. But many moons passed before one of the anxious Cherokee decided how. One day when George was gone, the cabin was set on fire. He returned that evening to discover it and everything in it was in ashes, even the many papers on which he had printed all of the intriguing symbols. Well, there was nothing left for George to do now but to leave Cherokee country, and he would settle in Arkansas. He would begin his work all over again, and this is the rest of the story. The mysterious project which had so frightened George's fellow tribesmen would be hailed by posterity as one of the greatest individual accomplishments of all time. Never before had one man all by himself contrived a system of reading and writing an entire language, but George Gist will be honored forevermore as the lone inventor of the magnificent 86-character Cherokee alphabet. George had never gone to school, could neither speak nor understand English, but he admired the white man's ability to comprehend through reading and to communicate through writing, so he began collecting scraps of paper, any and all that he could find, and when he'd collected enough, he fashioned them into a book, and it was in this book that George started scrawling symbols, the very beginnings of his historic achievement. Unlike many men of vision, George was to be recognized by his people and in his day. In fact, by the end of 1821, he was teaching his new system to other members of his tribe, and soon thereafter, he was given a silver medal on which these words were inscribed, presented to George Gist by the General Council of the Cherokee Nation for his ingenuity in the invention of the Cherokee alphabet. On one side, written in English, on the other side, written in the language he had invented, Cherokee. But there was one honor greater than all of the rest. For this illiterate, uneducated Indian who bestowed literacy upon his brothers, who gave them their biggest voice, who went on to publish books and newspapers and even a Bible in native Cherokee, will forever be associated with the forest's grandest tree. You've always known of the towering redwoods and of the national park named for them. But now I hope you'll always remember the original owner of that name, the one man who stood taller, the Indian farmer and silversmith once suspected of witchcraft, George Gist, whose white name was that of his white father, whose true Cherokee name was Sequoia. Now you know the rest of the story.